Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the wake of the Buffalo massacre, Governor Hochul today will propose closing gun law loopholes. Let's talk about that live on 1010 Winds Newsline with Andy Chernoff, who owns Coliseum Gun Traders on Long Island. Andy, good to have you back on the show. We thank you. One proposal would allow the state, this is Governor Hochul's proposal, to conduct its own background checks. The state would be able to do that. How would that change things in your shop?
So good morning, and thank you for asking me to come on. If the state can do background checks and make things safer than the federal government does, it would be fine. And if they need to be able to do it in an efficient manner, just like the federal government does. You know, I can't speak to the laws that Governor Hochul is proposing because I have not been able to read them and granularly take a look at what she's saying. But what I can say to you is that, you know, in 2012, when the SAFE Act was proposed, it was the be-all, end-all. And when the red flag law came out, it was the be-all, end-all. And every time there's a tragedy, somebody comes up with the be-all, end-all laws. There's a history here. Somehow these laws aren't doing anything or aren't making a difference. Why is...
Yeah, and Andy, why do you think they're not?
Because I think that we have a problem with society. We have a mental health problem in society. We have a problem with social media in society. And, you know, if you tell somebody something's illegal and they can't have it, they just find a way to get a hold of it. And that's all it comes down to. And that goes across the board to everything, whether it be somebody stealing a car and doing a crime with the car that they stole, which was a crime, or somebody stealing a gun and then committing a crime with that gun that they stole. There's you can't control the inanimate object. You have to try to help the people.
Right. But I guess in fairness, one of the laws, the red flag law, is supposed to, if not help people, at least flag people like this Buffalo gunman who talked about murder, suicide in high school, flag them and prevent them from being able to buy a weapon. So how does something like that fall through the cracks? Like, how was he able to get a gun legally at a gun store?
So I can't answer that question because that wasn't, you know, that was something on the side of law enforcement that made that happen. He should have been flagged. Was he flagged? I don't know if he was flagged. And obviously he wasn't flagged because he was able to buy a gun and his background check was done. And he sailed through the background check to be able to legally purchase a firearm.
Right. You know, you mentioned not being familiar with any of the details of Governor Hochul's proposal. We're waiting to hear them, too, by the way, Andy. We're expecting her to speak at 1 o'clock, so we might get more on this one. But she's supposed to say that she'd like to see improved training on record keeping for gun dealers. So how would you say your record keeping is, and would that make a difference?
Our record keeping is actually very good. It's actually, I'm going to have to tell you that it is better than excellent. We're held to a standard. And I don't think, again, if you look at history, the guns that are used in crimes are not guns that are obtained legally, generally. In this situation, you had a red flag law in place and it did not work. Why didn't it work? Somebody made legislation to offset a situation like this, to take care of a situation like this, and it did not function. So there is just an example of what I said before. You know, you can make laws, but you also have to enforce laws. Right. Or you can't expect the laws to magically make a difference.
All right. Your thought. Go ahead.
We as an industry, the firearms industry, we want to see people be safe. We want to see people enjoy their sport, their hobby, their in a safe manner, because we know how that's how we can go forward. We before it became a law that every gun had to be delivered with a gun lock, we were giving gun locks away. We still do to this day. Project Home Child Safe. We give gun locks away. We want people to be safe because we know that's how we have to go forward.
All right.
To that end, we are pro people being safe, but you can put laws in place, but then we have to enforce the laws we have before we even start making new laws.
Gotcha. Andy Chernoff, the owner of Coliseum Gun Traders on Long Island. Andy, thank you.
Thanks.
The Newswatch never stops.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.